Good. Okay, good. Fine. So we're near the end here. We started the different levels. Last week we saw he brings down these 10 levels of betochen, different levels. Rav Dessler divides them into 5 levels. It's a whole sugya of this. These levels of betochen is there's a lot of work trying to see exactly where you fit in, and you'll see that you fit in a little bit to all of them. We all have pieces and bits of pieces of all these different levels. I could have to go over them and do chazara, but it can be quite irritating to see where you fit in and you know exactly where you're holding. Okay, so I think we're up to the ninth level. But let's just maybe look at the eighth one, because the ninth one is quite a leap. The eighth one was, he said, the im techazek akarose be'elokim yoisa yoshiv b'tchoin alav b'kol ha'sivois. If his perception gets of Hashem, he starts recognizing Hashem very strongly, so he will transfer his trust to HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding all matters, panasa, everything, because he knows Hashem's taking care of everything. He's completely, what we said right in the beginning, is complete yishuv adas and menuchas hanefesh, because he knows that Hashem's taking care of everything for him. Akasha min mehen v'akalaven, the easy things, the difficult things, lo meshaneh v'yichaven bis'askoi behen la'avoidos elokim v'lishmo mitzvayisov. When he's doing these things that he has to do, that the Torah mechayves us to do, he'll have in mind that this is all for avodas Hashem and to keep Hashem's Torah in his mitzvahs. So that's a very high level. He has complete trust in Hashem. Everything's taken care of. Manuche, he's relaxed. He's a baal betochen, and even when he does do things, so that's only he understands that he really shouldn't have to work at all. He's on a level where we're working is actually an aberration, because he understands it's all from Hashem, but engages in shtalos because that's what Hashem wants him to do. That's what Hashem wants, how he wants his world to function. He's not at a level where he's potter from his shtalos, which we saw earlier. He said he's making his shtalos, but he knows that all his shtalos and everything is part of that's his avodas Hashem. That's all about being over Hashem. He's not doing it because he thinks he can make more money, less money, whatever. He knows that that's what he has to do, and he fulfills the requirements of his shtalos. That's number 8. Now, yeah, he takes a big leap. Keshatechazek hakarosa yoisim yizeh b'chem lasaboira al broiv, when he starts perceiving HaKadosh Baruch Hu even more, that he starts recognizing, he gets a deep appreciation in the chemla, in the chemla is the compassion, the mercy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for his creations. Not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything, that you recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything, that's quite a darga. Not only that, he understands and he recognizes and he starts realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only cares about doing good for everybody. It's all for the benefit of his creations. Not he controls us and he controls everything because he has to be the boss. No, because that's the biggest chesed that he can do for us. And that person starts recognizing that. So now he has Yishuv Adas and Menuchas HaNefesh, whatever Hashem decrees for him. In his heart and with his speech, in the way he conducts himself publicly, in the way he conducts himself secretly when he's alone, there's no difference. He's happy with everything that Hashem does for him. It's a big leap. It's a massive leap, as we'll see now. Whatever Hashem arranges for him, he's happy. It's not just that he's menuchas hanefesh and yeshiva das, he knows Hashem's in control of everything. Yeah, he knows that everything Hashem is doing. Yeah, just 1 second. I'll put it on the dining table, I think. Oh, no, on the chair next to the stender. Sorry. He has, in the first one, he recognizes that Hashem is in control of everything, so he's calm, he has yeshiva das. Yeah, not just he understands Hashem's in control. He understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything he's doing is for his good. Hashem is untold mercy. So he's happy with everything that Hashem does. V'yismach b'kol asher osa lo yekim. Min vamas v'chaim v'rish v'oyshe u'bebrias v'choyli. Where we're talking about death and life, poverty and wealth, health and illness. if you look at it, you'll see these three groupings that it puts together: death and life, poverty and wealth, health and illness make up most of what a person has in this world. Most of what we focus on and daven on, make ishtadus for, is included in these three groupings, these six things, and the other things you want to add in there. But that's a big leap. Mavas, chayim, wealth, poverty, whether he's healthy, whether he's sick, he's happy with all of it. Not that he just is makabel it because he knows it's from Hashem v'zehu. No, yismach b'zeh, because yismach b'kol ha'sha'osa la'elokim. That's a big leap from 8 to 9. Major leap. Lo yichsev luzulas ma shebochol ha'elokim. He doesn't want anything that other than what Hashem's given him. That's what Hashem gave you. That's it. He doesn't want anything or yearn for anything that Hashem doesn't give him. He doesn't want anything other than what Hashem wants for him. What Hashem wants for me, that's what I want. What Hashem doesn't want for me, I don't want. Not, I accept that I want this, but Hashem's not giving this to me, so I accept that. That's a big level. But this is way beyond that. If Hashem doesn't want it for me, I don't want it. And if Hashem wants it for me, then I want it. He surrenders himself completely to Hashem, total surrender. And he throws himself, his nefesh and his guf, to Hashem's decrees. He doesn't prefer one situation more to another. You have to see what that means. What does it mean he doesn't prefer one situation more than another? He doesn't give strength to one thing more than another. I'm not exactly sure how to translate that. Well, the pashtus, the translation. He wouldn't choose anything else. If you would come to this guy and say, listen, you can have whatever you want. You can change anything in your life. One thing, whatever you want, he wouldn't change anything. He wouldn't change anything. As one of the people who have betochen would say, Lo kishkamti me'ayla me'inyan v'his avaisi luzulosoi. I never woke up once in one situation and wanted another one. Never had a situation that he wanted to change in the things that he doesn't have control over, obviously. The things that he's got control over, where he has Bechira, like you've been seeing the last few days at 9:30, he has Bechira for sure that he has to work on. He doesn't just walk around blobbed out, you know, blob of, you know, amoeba, not having any. No, but what he has no control over, whatever Hashem gave me, that's what he gave me. This is a level of betochen in a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he knows that Hashem will do whatever's best for him, and that Hashem, whatever Hashem is best, that's exactly what he is. So he doesn't want anything else. He's not looking for anything else because he understands this is best. So he trusts in Hashem to give him success in whatever it is, but he has no conflicting views with Hashem. That's way, way, way above where I'm standing, that I can tell you. It's many, many rungs above where I am. I wonder what this guy's davening looks like. Have you ever thought about that? What are you davening? Davening is about asking Hashem to change things that you want him to change, but if there's nothing you want him to change, because everything anyway is the way you want it and you don't want any situations. I'm all kasher lavin, where Twiller fits into this Baal Betochen's world. Anyway, when you get there, you'll let me know what your davening looks like, please, okay? So if I get there, one day, Bezrat Hashem, I'll let you know. We'll get there together and we'll discuss it. We'll make our own minion. So whatever. No, but I'm not being facetious. There's the dagger way beyond our ability. However, we do have some shaykhs to this. We have shaykhs to this. In a small way, we can find ways even to touch this level here as well. There are things that sometimes happen to us and whatever, and at first we say to ourselves, I don't really want this. I wish I could have this. And then you stop and you say, one second. Hashem's running the world. It's not instinctive for us. We have to work it through. Hashem's running the world. Hashem knows what's best for me. Ani makabel. I'm a kabel. This is what Hashem wants. Ani makabel. Ani lo. I'm not gonna. So we do touch this sometimes. Obviously, that's not what he's talking about. But I'm saying we can touch it. We can have tastes of this experience in areas where we are holding there in that betochen. Okay, and the 10th and the highest level, we'll see, is a different type of betochen legamre. If there's a higher level than number 9, sounds pretty impressive. If you start recognizing Hashem more than you did in level 9. And he realizes that the purpose that he was created for, and for which he left the higher world, the spiritual world, with the neshamas to come into this world, he starts to recognize why he's here. And he starts recognizing how much more important the eternal spiritual world is. He'll get to a level where he'll start despising this world means the causations, the things that cause things. I don't exactly know what he means there. Maybe he's talking about the siboisa that he has to do in this world, the status he needs to make for panos or whatever, to look after his health. But he'll hate having to take care of these things. All his earthly endeavors, he despises. We have to see what that's about. That doesn't sound like a high level of betochen. That sounds like that's where I'm in terms of laziness. I hate having to go to work. You know, who wants? Yeah, but not because I'm a Baal Betochen and because I understand how much better Olam Haba is Olam Hazeh, it's just because I'm lazy. So we have to be careful not to get caught in that. But that's what is going on here. He's talking about this guy's the highest level. He's past level 9. He's a very impressive Baal Betochen. So he starts despising this world. This world starts taking on a very negative approach for him. He submits to Hashem, his thoughts, his emotions, his physical, everything. He has absolute pleasure. He's going bananas. He just loves thinking about Hashem when he's alone. That's his like favorite pastime. He just wants to be alone. When he can just be alone and then he can focus his thoughts on Hashem. He becomes completely empty. Shtoimem is like he becomes from Loshon bored, but it means he's empty. He feels completely desolate when he's not thinking about Hashem's greatness. If he's in a crowd sometimes, when he's with people and whatever, all he wants is that Hashem should be happy with him. And he really doesn't want to meet anybody else. He gets up in the morning, he goes out. All he wants to do is just meet Hashem. His profession, if you ask this guy, what do you do for a living? He'll tell you he finds simcha in the way that he loves Hashem. And that's what keeps him going, because he has no shaykhus to the simcha, the world that people find in the pleasures of this world. He gets no pleasure from it whatsoever. The simcha zanche v'ilam abob, v'ilam abob. And from the joy that people destined for the next world find, waiting for their reward in the next world, that's where he gets all his pleasure from. He gets more pleasure in his connection to Hashem than what the Pas Alechem says, a deeper pshat here. He says he's getting more pleasure here in his connection to Hashem than the neshamas that have already left this world have gotten in that world. This is the highest level of those that trust in Hashem. This is the level of the Nevi'im, the Tzadikim, the Hasidim, not the Tzadikim, the Hasidim. few treasured few of the Kosh Bochus people that get to such levels. Uma Shama Kosov Af Irach Mishpatecha Shem Kivinucha the Shimcha the Zichrucha Tavas Nefesh. Shai Novi says, even when we experience your Mishpatecha, your dinim, your judgments, Hashem, we long for you, yearning for you. The only desire of our soul is to hear your name and remember you. There's nothing else other than just, he wants to be with Hashem. But David HaMelech said, Kirves Elohim ki toiv, Tzoma nafshi l'elokim l'alkhai. David HaMelech says, this level of a tochen, one gives himself completely and he wants nothing else. He's like completely lost in love. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you look at the Rambam says a similar thing. The Rambam talks about a person going out of his mind from love for Hashem. That's his only focus, all he cares about, all he thinks about, and that's what he's... So we don't know too many people like this because we don't know too many Nevi'im. And Hasidim, we're talking about the Hasidim that the Chaim Soloveitchik is referring to, there are not too many people walking around like this. But once again, a person has to work on this. A person has to work on the Koros HaToiv. Through a Koros HaToiv, you can get to touch this also once again. You can get a faint echo of this. And you start realizing that this world really doesn't have that much to offer in terms of anything other than the connection to Hashem. Lis'aneg al Hashem, v'lahanis miziv shchinosoi. Lis'aneg al Hashem, that the Maseilas Yesharim is talking about, there's in this world. It means everything a person does is just, it's about Hashem, and whatever he can take out of this world and think and see that's from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever he's touching, he's thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's this level. And that's the highest level that a person can attain. And he's only got one desire, that's to be dovuk in Hashem all the time. The Meshes Chochmah points out that this is actually a chiv in the Torah, even though this is the highest level. There's no question, this is a very high level, but the Meshul Chochmah, he points out here, I just want to see, he says something here in the footnote here. Yeah, when he did there in Perek Zayin, he brought down chiyuvim from the Torah that a person has to have betochen. So he brought a few different sources, and we saw that the Rambam, the Shari Tshuva, the Rashbo bring down different places where a person has a chiyuv. But the Meshes Chochma brings it from Pasuk in Dvarim that there's a mitzvah deraisa to have betochen in Hashem. It says in the Pasuk, Hashem your God, you shall fear him, you shall serve him, and to him you shall cling. So the Gemara, the Ramban asks, how do you cling to Hashem? How do you cling to Hashem? So the Ramban says it means being continually occupied and preoccupied with love and Hashem and thinking about him. When you're lying down, when you're getting up, when you're traveling, when you're talking to people, you're always preoccupied with Hashem. So the Meshes Chochmah notes, that's how the Chovos Lovos describes the 10th level of Betochen. Uninterrupted connection with Hashem. Shivisi Hashem le'negdi tomid. I don't know, no one says that. Why doesn't anybody say Shivisi Hashem le'negdi tomid? Meredik, but it's a mitzvah deraisa. So now what happens if you don't reach this level? You don't get to this high level. So the Meshes Chochmah says a person who has any degree of betochen is clinging to Hashem to some extent. Any betochen that a person has, from the lowest level to the highest level, he has some dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, the more, the less, but it's not that he's out the parsha. He's in the parsha. He's in the parsha of betochen. And certainly somebody who's working on it and learning about it and trying more and more, he's for sure clinging to Hashem in these areas. And it's through betochen that you get more and more attached to Hashem. Through bechina as well, by the way. Through shara bechina, not even a question. Not even a question. You can reach levels, Rav Avigdor Miller said, levels korov l'nevuah through shara bechina. But that takes a lot of time and a lot of attention, a lot of work and a lot of yeshuv hadas. You can't do that with all the hesech hadas that we live with. Anyway, that's the 10th level. And with that, we'll finish Shara B'tochen B'zot Hashem. We'll finish it. We'll have read through it once. So he ends off, he says, Eilu esam adregas ha-B'tochen, asher li'yimod b'teach me'achas mehena. These are the 10 levels of B'tochen, from the smallest baby to the greatest prophet. And anyone who has trust will eventually be on one of these levels. Person will be on one of these levels. You can't... If you're thinking about B'tochen a little bit, you can't exist without placing your trust in something, as he said right in the beginning, that a person is always going to have B'tochen in something. So even at the lowest level, all you have to do is just switch that trust. We've spoken about that a lot, to switch that B'tochen into B'tochen of Hashem. And you're already becoming a Baal B'tochen. You're already signed up for the course. And now he ties it into Psukim. It says, U'metzanu inyan ha-B'tochen b'loshon ha-Kodosh melitzim. We find the concept of B'tochen expressed through 10 different words in Loshon HaKodesh, in the Loshon of the Torah. Can they get Esam Adregas Eile? 10 levels of B'tochen, 10 words that describe these 10 levels. Brings them, most of them are from Tehillim, the one from Mishlei, most of them are from Tehillim. And yeah, are those words. Miftach, Umishan. Miftach is trust. Mish'an is confidence, is to like rely on someone, to have confidence in someone. Tikva we always translate as hope or yearning. Umechase is shelter. V'toicheles is anticipation, waiting. V'chikui is also some kind of a waiting, anticipation. Smicha, to be soimach on something, to have reliance. V'sever, that's some kind of hope also. The English words are useless. Eh? Mamash useless. Umisad. Misad is a support. The kessel, that's from the Pasuk in Mishle, is security. Just completely secure. Elokim yisimenu min aboitchim alav. And may Hashem in his mercy place us among those who have trust in him. Hanim sorim ledinoi. Beniru, Beniste, Barachamav, Amen. And may we be placed among those who trust in him, who outwardly and inwardly give themselves over to Hashem's judgment. Amen. Nil Shem Shara B'tochen, Lekel Achroin V'rishoin, for the sake of Hashem, the last one and the first one. Okay. So, Boch Hashem Yiganu, Mamush can say that we, Boch Hashem, we went through Shara B'tochen, did it for a long time. Certainly one of the positive benefits of Corona was that we picked up the safe and we started learning it together. And we've touched on some big stuff here, some difficult stuff, what we've understood, what you haven't understood. He gives a summary, the safe that I'm using has a nice summary. I'm able to just go through that. We still have a few minutes. And then we have to meditate on what we want to do as we go weiter, what we're going to look at next. I know Rav Ephraim has already decided what he wants to do.
What do you want to do?
He wants to do Shara Bechina. He wants to do Shara Bechina, and I'm excited to do Shara Bechina.
I would also love to do that, to be honest.
Ellie's going to find the lists, but there are a lot of lists. Shara Bechina is, as in all the Shara has lists, but Shara Bechina is full of lists. I'm open to doing Shara Bechina. I love Shara Bechina, but let's see. I'm certainly open to trying. I was more noted to start at the beginning again, yeah. Aval the heter that I have not to is because Shara Bechina does come before Shara B'tochen. And also Shara Bechina is a way to B'tochen that can sometimes be easier than Shara B'tochen. In other words, a person can attain some level of B'tochen before you even start Shara B'tochen much easier through. And himself, we'll see when we get to Shara Bechina, to those places, he himself calls it B'tochen. He brings Rias for Bechina from Lashon. He's talking about B'tochen. So we'll see. They are called there, and it is one of the Chovas HaLevavos. One of the Chovas we have is Bechina, and it's a very practical, much more Lamaisa than Shara B'tochen. Shara B'tochen, we've seen more or two. Okay, so maybe next week let's start dabbling a little bit in Shara Bechina. It's not easy. It's easier than this. They look kal. Let's see what we can extract from it. Bezrat Hashem.
Okay. Yay!
Yeah, see, I don't put that on the thing. You haven't been begging me for a year and a half. didn't get it. Okay. All right, let's just finish up there. He gets 10. I just want to switch off. There's a noise. One of you can just mute yourselves.
Ellie, I think there's something wrong with you.
I'll mute it. Okay. Set up. Okay. So he, let's just summarize some of the most important things here that relate to the, because he started this chapter dealing with the things that get in the way of betochen. So let's just summarize that. At the end, he just gave the 10 levels, but I want to just focus on the things that get in the way of betochen. In Bechina, he'll do the same thing as well, but let's just look at these. There are three specific obstacles to betochen. The one is failing to recognize the extent of Hashem's power and his compassion. We don't understand how powerful and how merciful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's a sugya that has to be learned. Failing to realize that Hashem has mechayved us to have betochen. Betochen is just a nice thing, you know. If you want it, you have it. Yeah, you want to have betochen. Well, I'll manage without it. No, you have a chiyuv to have betochen. It's a mitzvah deraisa. And the third obstacle is when you attribute your success and your failures to causes that you see and not looking at the true cause. The dog that bites the stick instead of looking at the hand holding the stick. We don't go back to the source. So those are the three things that are in the way, and those are areas that a person has to be focused on and work on and become aware of. A person's level of betochen is going to depend on his perception, on how he sees reality. As one develops his perception, as he goes from being a baby to becoming more and more mature, he goes through 10 levels of trust, which we've just seen now. As a baby, he relies not even on his mother. He's relying on where the milk comes from. He doesn't even know that he has a mother. He just knows there's this thing that you plug into and you get milk from it. Later, he relies on his mother. Later still, he transfers that trust to his father. When he can look after himself a little bit, he gets older, he starts trusting himself, his own abilities. When he needs help from others, he relies on them. He gets to a certain age, he realizes he needs other people, so he starts having betochen in them. Then he starts recognizing how inadequate humans are, and he starts relying on Hashem, but only for the things he has no control over, or the things he has no control over. He still has control over a lot of things, but in the things he has no control over, he needs help from somewhere else. He doesn't trust humans, he trusts Hashem. 7 is when his perception in Hashem grows, and he places trust in Hashem even where he could apply a bit of his own strategy. Even where he's got a bit of, you know, he understands business very well, and he can make moves and whatever, but he's starting to trust Hashem even there. At level 8, he gains even more awareness of Hashem, and he places full trust in Hashem. Then he gets to 9, where he surrenders himself completely to whatever Hashem wants. The worst possible thing he's happy with, because he's completely, nothing wants to change anything. I call Beseder, everything's fine. When he says Baruch Hashem, he means it. When he says Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv, the guy's mamash, Nochem Ish Gomzu. You know, his body's falling off his skeleton. He's racked in pain. He's suffering terribly. It's all good. Wouldn't change it for nothing. For all the money in the world, you couldn't get him to change it because it's good. And then the highest level is when he recognizes what he was created for. And then his whole focus becomes Olam Haba, being with Hashem, and the distractions of this world and the things that go in this world, even the things he needs to do or whatever, become actually quite despicable to him. And that's the avoider that lies ahead of us. So Emet Hashem will start Shara Bechira, but you can't leave this alone. You have to keep going back and find some way to spend 5-10 minutes a day just learning and even just, I find it so helpful just to say psukim of betochen. There's the Maharal's list of psukim that are very masugal to betochen. Just take them and slowly every day. Say 5 psukim every day. When you go through psukim a zimra, when you're going through things you're doing anyway, just look at see how much there is there, benching. How much there is of betochen in Hashem, where a person can work on betochen without even, you don't have to find any other time. You're doing things when you daven, for example, that's not a bad place to think about Hashem. You know, but one of the hardest places to think about Hashem is when you're talking to Him. your mom, you've just spoken to Hashem and you can forget that you even spoke to Him. About just to be aware, just requires a little bit of ten daitcho, shelo tachri ve salomi. We have to be ten daitcho. Okay, Mazel Tov, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a big achievement. I'm sorry we're not having a cheesecake or whatever, you know, like biltong, Yonatan, you can go eat now. But whatever, certain should celebrate, and Mitzvah Hashem, we'll start Shara Bechina next week. I don't see any reason to take a break. I know Ben Hazmanim and things coming up, but well, this year can go on through. We did it through the whole of Pesach, whatever. I think we can find a way to keep going through Ben Hazmanim as well, if that works for you guys. So let's try. Let's see. Can't promise. At least next week, Bezrat Hashem. The next 2 weeks for sure, Bezrat Hashem, we'll be able to get started. One coming tomorrow. You should be with refuers for Yeshua's.
Oh my, no, fantastic. Looking forward. That was powerful.
Thank you, Rabbi Yisrael. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. This couldn't have never happened without all of you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's keep on going. More pleasure.
Let's do it. Have a good evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All the best. Freilich Purim. Okay.